The World Food Program's West Africa spokesman, Marcus Pryor, explains the Sahel region is now entering what is called the lean season or hungry season. The region between the Sahara Desert and more fertile land to the south includes some of the world's poorest countries, including Niger and Mauritania.
As far as most of the Sahel is concerned, last year was a particularly difficult year for many of the poorest people in the Sahel. The lean season, as it's generally defined, is that period after which people run out of their household food stocks and are dependent on cash or in-kind purchases to cover their food needs until the next harvest, which in most cases won't be until September or October this year.
During the lean season, prices for food go up in local markets, making it even more difficult for the poorest families who often have very little cash and sometimes none at all. Last year, lots of media attention focused on Niger, helping bring much-needed relief. Pryor says last year helped with awareness both inside and outside the region.
Following the events of last year, it's quite clear that there is a much greater understanding that these kind of food shortages are neither normal nor acceptable. They're abnormal and unacceptable. And we're in a much better position this year to make sure that those who need food in these countries do receive it at the right time.
Despite efforts to build a UN emergency fund, the World Food Program is again having problems funding some of its feeding programs. For Mauritania, Pryor says the agency only has $1 million of the $18 million it needs. Overall, an appeal issued Tuesday said more than $37 million are needed to feed 3.3 million people in the region. In West Africa, the World Food Program is also tackling food insecurity in Guinea-Bissau, a country not used to shortages. Stefania Trasari is helping coordinate relief efforts.
Especially in the south of Guinea-Bissau, we are facing a difficult situation. There was an assessment mission last week organized by the World Food Program with the FAO and the Minister of Agriculture to assess the situation for people living there.
The government says tens of thousands of farmers are starving in the Kinara and Tambali regions as well as on the Bijagos Islands. The problem started after unusually heavy rains last year caused salt water to wash away rice fields, ruining crops for a second year. This year, the situation has been compounded by new government-fixed prices for cashew nuts, which farmers usually sell to supplement their income. Trasari says they could have used that income to get through their own lean season, but market vendors are refusing to buy at the new price.
There is a problem with rice production. So the production is 25% less than last year. So this situation may be worsened with cashew nut marketing and the fact that the government had fixed prices of cashew nuts at 350 francs per kilo.
That is about 70 cents. As this fixed price system is facing resistance, some farmers are selling their cashew nuts for as little as 20 cents a kilogram to get some money to buy food. Others are being forced to feed themselves with unripe mangoes. Even though it is not in the dry area of the Sahel, Guinea-Bissau is also one of the world's poorest countries. It has been racked by coups, instability, and civil war since independence, with renewed fighting recently along the border with Senegal's unstable Casamance region. Nico Colombins, VOA News, Abidjan.